Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language. Everyone, welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we... Oh God, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I'm
going to say where once again we have another polygamous fundamentalist Christian family of some sort that's in an MLM.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I was waiting for the MLM portion of this program to show up. And
I texted you. I'm like, and we have an MLM.
And Todd went on the research thing. You went on the research thing.
One of my favorite types of MLMs, a medical MLM.
With supplements.
Yes. Yes.
Just supplements.
Yes. Yes. Oh, when you say supplements, it brings to mind Cody Brown.
Wonder how his little supplements are doing.
Guys, I have a few announcements. Let me get through them real quick. If you didn't listen, I had a grief expert on yesterday, Lita Williams from What's Your Grief?
And it was fantastic.
She was so helpful. And, you know, I just decided, like, I'm going to ask her real direct questions about Sister Wives.
Yeah.
And we just really talked about it.
Yeah.
And
not in a gross way, just in a, like...
No.
I'm feeling X, Y, or Z about this person I've never met. What do I do with this?
Yeah. You know what? I was talking to her about how upset I was about Anthony Bourdain passing.
Yeah.
I never brought up the John Lennon thing, which, oh my God, I needed 75 hours with the therapist through that. But
you couldn't. It was too big.
Oof.
It was too much pain. Oof. But I loved how you said you felt like, even though we've talked about Anthony Bourdain, not a happy, fun guy.
Mm-mm.
Not happy, fun guy, but I do feel like what you said is like a light went out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a light.
He was for me.
Yeah, me too.
So listen to that episode if you get a chance. Check out Lita's work at What's Your Grief. She does really great work. And, you know, if you've lost somebody suddenly, that is her specialty. That is what that organization does. And you heard her. Like, traditional therapy is not for everybody. So they provide 17 different ways into healing, you know, paths to healing. And
she's so great.
She's great. So that should be in your feeds. Also, Steph and I will be at you tomorrow with MAFS.
Woo woo.
And we might have a little movie we're looking at.
Do I need to come in and vet these movies before you make decisions?
Amanda, I think I found a jewel.
Oh, okay.
It's called something like My Crazy Acting Coach. And it's about this like acting coach who just goes bananas on people. Oh my God. So
I support that.
We might be doing that. I'm not sure when we're going to get to it, though. We have a very busy week because we are recording with our podcasting twin flames, Ace and Caitlin, or as I like to call them, Acelin. And
or Caitlin, we've done that too.
We're reconvening Murder Club, and we're going to be talking Casey Anthony. So there is a doc on Casey Anthony on Hulu.
Yes, and there's so many documentaries.
It's three episodes. That's what we're going to be talking about. But you know, when the four of us get together, we're probably not going to go much through the doc. So, you know, just watch that if you want to be. That'll be dropping next week. And also, we're doing an AMA for our one-year anniversary.
I'm very excited.
And those of you who answered the survey, if you did not yet, it's in the Facebook group and it's in the show notes here. If you answered the survey, there's a place for you to leave a question for us for an AMA. And we got a bunch.
Are you going to tell us what these questions are ahead of time?
I don't know yet. I have to sit down and call them.
Okay.
But I will say that we will be recording that this week. So that will be dropping in April.
Which is next week.
We got a lot coming down the pike. Also in April. If you're not on our paid feed, you're going to want to jump on. Because I'm going to tell you the story of Reva Shane baptizing herself the Slut of Springfield in the fountain. Jenny and I are going to be talking. It looks like the winner is going to be a very special episode, Family Ties.
Yes!
Tom Hanks, listen to me. Yes,
Tom Hanks as Uncle Ned.
As the drunkle.
As the drunkle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
who straight up drinks vanilla extract. It's amazing.
It's wild.
I could like tell you that whole episode just from memory.
It's wild. I know I saw it. I saw every episode of Family Ties, but I just didn't. I didn't remember.
Oh, it's a particularly ridiculous episode.
So Jenny and I will be doing that, and then Amanda and I are going to be doing Love in Paradise on TLC Tuesdays, and I'm very excited. Also, since we're doing TLC Tuesdays and we're leaning into that, I left the $5 tier up. I'm leaving that up. Cool. So if you want to join our Patreon and just get the TLC stuff, just join at $5 and support the show.
Awesome.
If you want the cult docs, we're doing Daughters of the Cult. And that is bonkers. We already recorded part one. We have to record part two.
Yes, that's happening this weekend.
Okay. All right. So those are the deets. Let's get into this good stuff, shall we?
I love this show so much, Amy.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I asked the Backdoor Friends to follow me on Instagram to get me to 1,000. Boy, did they deliver.
Yes, they did. Thank you, friends. Oof.
Thank you, guys. That was awesome. Somebody followed me like
creating accounts for the cats.
Yeah, somebody followed me from their dog's account, from their like thank you. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
We are talking today about Seeking Sister Wife season 5, episode 4, Seeking the Truth. Amanda, sure. I'm going to let you pick. We're going to go through. That's, by the way, that sound effect.
Yeah.
Is the big wheel from Price is Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so you pick which one we're going to start with.
Oh, who are we going to... Are we ever going to see the Salahuddins again? Or are we just finished
we
with
them? We see them next week.
Okay, good. Because I was like, what happened to this? Let's get Shane and Ashley out of the way. Because I really want to save the Merrifields and the MLMs towards the end.
I feel like we have to always end with the Merrifields. Because they're just the crown jewel.
They are.
So... Ashley is moving on, and she has chosen Sarah.
Sarah's cute.
Ashley's cute,
but that I suffer with this challenge too. Okay, it's this dress that has the openness in the back, which all the kids are wearing today. And how do you handle that with a real bra? She is a pregnant woman. She needs a real bra, and it just looks real janky in the back.
I will tell you this, as a woman. With huge breasts.
Yes.
Okay. I watched Happily Ever After. How is Jasmine jogging 4 miles a day? Like, I walk and my back hurts.
I know.
Her back is going to really pay for that. She needs
something.
Her whole
body is going to pay for that big time. It's not going to go good.
And I'm not shaming her. I'm coming from a place of
I'm worried about your back.
Experience this. How are you doing this?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. So they met on social media. Ashley says she seems young. She's spirited. She's fun. They have bonded over their love for Maryland Blue Crab.
Of course. As you do.
Sarah has an 8-year-old and she tells the camera that she dates men and women, but she has dated men more in the past. So she's probably pan, I'm guessing. Right?
Or bi.
Yeah. So Ashley tells the camera that she likes that Ashley is a mom and understands her life. No, she likes that Sarah is a mom, and understands her life.
Yeah.
So now Ashley tells us the pregnancy aspect of this is a little different.
Dating while pregnant is a smidge different.
Yep. And then Ashley tells us that compared to Grace, this seems to be going much better.
It does. There's some chemistry here.
There really is. And
or they were just being really, really particular with the shots of her foot near her knee.
Did you notice that too?
Yeah. I don't know why we kept going to the foot-knee situation.
Question. Yes. Do we have two separate cameramen, one shooting up high, one shooting down low? Or is the same cameraman like just squatting down, shooting? I would think he was like shooting up my dress if he was down that low.
I don't know how these things work. I'm going to guess there's not two camera people because I don't think they're spending that much money.
There's like a boom. There's a whole production team around these two just having a conversation in the park.
About blue crab. Yes. About blue crab and lobster.
Sarah says she's been dating around. She's dated people. She's dated couples. She says she tells Ashley she is most attracted to kindness.
Same.
And Ashley is totally turned on by this.
This is a much better mix than orange eyebrowed Grace.
I could watch Grace reading Shane for Filth over and over and over again.
I'm not saying I don't want more time with Grace. I'm merely saying she and Ashley are not a couple.
Agree.
Yeah.
So they talk logistics. And Ashley says she's legally married to Shane, but she imagines that a spiritual marriage could happen with somebody else.
Okay.
Sure. Here we go with these fucking spiritual marriages. Like, why do you have to get spiritually married? Just be together.
Amy, can we get spiritually married?
Boom. Done. It's done. We're spiritually married.
That's it. That's all it took. Yay.
Like, I don't understand this.
I don't either.
I don't. Okay. Anyway.
Particularly for these two, because they don't appear to be religious.
Right.
It's not like in the AUB and the FLDS where there is like a spiritual service. I think we're just going to go, we're married. Meh. Maybe Riva, come. Hey, Riva. Riva can be that.
Riva, you want to be married? So Sarah is open to meeting Shane, which is big.
Yes.
And she says she likes dating couples. Yeah, she likes dating couples. Meh.
Except she's not dating a couple here. Here's the problem.
I think Shane would be open to it if she wanted to.
I can't tell if Shane is just the most mealy-mouth, like, dull person
just
on the
planet. Just stop with, I can't tell if Shane, period. I can't tell if this guy's happy, sad, a serial killer, an angel. I have no clue.
I have no clue what's happening here. But I do get some potential cuckolding vibes.
Ooh. Okay. I leaned in when you said that.
I know you did.
I don't know why.
I'm getting a little cuckold situation, which, hey,
okay,
that's your whatever. Cake.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Fly your freak flag, you know.
I don't
whatever
judge.
You want to do.
As long as everyone in the room is happy, I don't care.
Yep. So Ashley really likes this girl and they kiss a little bit.
Not just a little bit. It was like there was some passion.
Some tongue?
There might have been some tongue.
Was this an Amy and Jamie Biganetta situation where we just put our mouths together and moved them back and forth real heavily? Or was it Amy and Mike Schaub where the tongue started going in there not knowing what it was doing?
I think it was more a Mike Schaub situation.
Okay. All right. So now Shane is playing in the backyard with the dogs.
As you do. I like their dogs.
The dogs are cute. There's three of them, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a lot of big dogs for that house.
Yeah, and I was so hyper-focused on the fact that this man has never met a weed whacker. I don't know what's going on along that fence line. But your dogs are going to get ticks, dude. You need to whack those weeds. Okay. Ashley comes home. She's all giggles. She's all smiles. He's like, well, you look good. And she's like, well, you know, I kissed Sarah. She's open to meeting you. They talk about how hot she is. Ashley says she likes that Sarah's a mom because she understands what we're going through. She's been pregnant. She knows the whole deal. Because I believe they don't say it explicitly, but I believe that Sarah has given birth. She's been through pregnancy.
Yeah.
And Shane says if Ashley was pulling away from him, he'd be upset, he tells us. And that's always a risk.
It's
always a risk. Mm-hmm. Can we go over to scanning some antioxidants?
Yes, we can go straight to scanning our antioxidants.
Wait, Amanda, put your Okay, lean your head forward so I could just get a reading on you. Oh, you're at 33,000.
Okay, is that okay. Good or bad?
I don't know.
Do I need supplements?
Of course you need supplements.
Okay, just checking.
So, the Ryans, guys. Yes. Becky is scanning Justin's antioxidants, and I nearly threw my computer across the room.
Okay. Okay. I need to Google something while you talk about this, because I think I've actually bought a product from this company, but not about antioxidants.
This is a company called Nu Skin. Nuskin. She says it's a preventative healthcare business, but it is an MLM. And I have the Reddit
it
chain.
Sure is. It sure is.
What she's talking about is the Pharmanex S3 Biophotanic Scan.
I thought I'd bought toothpaste from these people, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the Reddit thread on it. Here's the deets. Someone said Nu Skin is a famous MLM. Okay. Let me get to the good stuff. Evidently, the technology ramen.
Where's ramen?
I can't say this word.
Spectrometer.
No. Spectroscopy. Spectroscopy. Okay. You just have to say it like that.
Okay, that's
amazing. Is a valid technology used to scan the eyes for lutein, but there is no research on the skin application to determine antioxidant levels, which is what's being done here.
I see.
There's one study done by a Nu Skin subsidy, and they are in China, 100 subjects in this study.
Okay.
And it was never published. It's just used for publication or for promotion.
I see.
So that's it. This thing is bullshit, guys. Don't believe it and don't buy into it, please.
Okay. We're going to go to Price High to Low because I'm in the special part of their website.
Okay.
The HCP kit, what does this include? I think it includes a lot of things because it's $3,200.
What?
It is $3,200.
These fucking idiots spent $3,200 on this thing.
Apparently, the tea green 97, okay. That's $750.
Oh, so I'd go with that one.
Yeah, of course. Bargain at twice the price. You can, however, buy an aluminum scanner case for your scanner. That's only $25.
Okay.
There is some new Biome 13 pack, which is $750.
Okay.
This shit ain't cheap.
And if you have low levels of antioxidants, they recommend you start taking a nutritional supplement, shocker.
Of course.
Called Life Pack. Amanda, who sells Life Pack, probably?
I'm going to guess these people sell Life Pack.
I'm going to guess Nu Skin sells it. just guessing.
Going out on a limb there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, here's Life Pack. Who knew? How much is Life Pack? Oh, the Life Pack Youth. Oh, Life Pack Nano and Tea Green subscription is $304.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The anti-aging multivitamin supplements alone are $218.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian's, do better.
Have you met them? This is better.
Wow, Jesus.
This is better, Amy.
So we are on full MLM. We have entered the MLM portion. 100%. There is a Venn diagram, right, of MLMs and like AUBFLDS. Like,
uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we learned that Justin's a carpenter like his man Jesus.
Sure.
And he's heading off to estimate a job.
Why he had business cards.
But he'll be back in time to
for their date.
Desiree out even more.
Oh my God. At the Bubble Cafe.
The boba.
How do you feel about boba?
My kids were obsessed with boba for a while.
Okay.
And I took them a couple years ago in the summer to Coney Island.
Okay.
And they had the greatest boba, they claim. And it was like, of course, $25 per glass. And they still talk about it to this day, but they don't really get boba much.
Okay.
They're past that phase. I think it really caters to 15, 16-year-olds and polygamous fundamentalists.
Okay, cool.
So that's who's drinking boba.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure it's fine. I mean, people drink it.
It's a texture thing. I can't do it. It's like tapioca. I can't do it. You do pearls of stuff.
Mm-mm. Okay. I could probably do it. Guys, come at us if you like boba. Tell us what it tastes like.
People are into it.
Yeah. So they're heading out to this boba shop, like you said. There are literal teddy bears behind them. This is a child's place. This is where you take, this is like the sofa, the selfie.
This is the froyo gallery. Place.
Yeah. This is where you take teens.
Yeah. Teens. This is the froyo place. This is, this is not where you go on your first polygamous date.
And I just wrote, who goes on a date at 2 p.m. to a boba shop?
There's that too.
He tells the camera, they thought they had, you know, a sister wife in Stephanie. And yeah, they could get a one night stand anywhere. Amanda. Sure. Of course look they at can. Us. Look at us. but they don't want that. This is like when I pretend that I'm a little bit attractive.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, look at how good I look. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Mm-mm. You would. Mm-mm. We're going to go try to pick people up at the cider place.
You really think anybody's going to roll home with this meatball? No, not happening.
You would be wrong. People definitely would roll home with this
Jimmy
meatball.
Could probably pick people up.
Okay.
And then I would just jump out of the closet like, gotcha. They'd be like, oh, what's going on here?
We're a twofer.
No, we did not pick anyone up at the cider place.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint. Yeah. We'll try, though. We'll try.
Ooh, gonna, when we go to New York, I should take you to a swingers club.
I'll be real uncomfortable, but I'll be like, all right. You know what I'd be doing? This is what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
I'd be like interviewing people.
Oh, yeah.
You'd I would be turn into questions. Interview. Uh huh. I would turn into the esteemed journalist, Sean Robinson. From Spelman University. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And her idol, Ted Koppel.
I was just listening to that.
Oh, we're guys, idiots. If you're not listening to our coverage of The Single Life, I don't know what you're doing.
You're missing out. You're missing there's out. Some real quality coming out of this.
So they thought that they had this sister wife, like I said, in Stephanie, but, you know, they didn't. So Desiree texts him now. They're sitting there. Wah, wah. He gets the boner killing text.
Right.
I'm not coming. This is weird. Not coming.
So, I really hope the text literally said, this is weird.
Hey everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So Becky's real bummed out about this. And I wrote, did she bring her scanner? did Justin's or broke down Bill Paxton's antioxidants slip?
And maybe that's why the woman didn't want to come. Maybe for her, it would not have been weird if the antioxidants had been balanced.
Maybe. Now, this is hilarious because broke down Bill Paxton is so mad. He doesn't even want to reply. He angrily sips his boba with a cute little squishmallow in the background right on the chair behind him. Like, oh, let's all just be friends. I'm Pokey the Unicorn.
He's like a little tie-dye. Pal things behind him. And he's so pissed he won't. I'm going to think on it and answer that text later. There's no answer to give, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You got dumped. That's it. We're done.
I don't know why I wrote this. I wrote, Justin says, Stephanie used to say like she felt like she was coming out as gay in the 50s. And I wrote, Becky doesn't understand what's wrong with these bitches. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I don't know what's wrong with these bitches. Have you seen your broke down Bill Paxton husband? That's what's wrong with these bitches.
Oh, it's bad. Jesus, it's bad. Okay, so they're home now, and Justin says, what are we going to do now? And Justin's like, we could go chill out. We could go chill out. And then he tells the camera, at the end of the day, love the ones you have. That's not how it goes, Justin. It's not how it goes. No. But they go into the bedroom and they're like, oh, yeah, let's go.
I don't want to think about them. I don't want to think about them.
It's love the one you're with, Justin, yes. Not love the one you have.
No, it's not love the one you're stuck with. It's love the one you're excited to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then again, the actual line is, if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with.
Right. It kind of is that.
It's just kind of that.
All right. Are you ready for the Davises? Did you listen to Nick and Jennifer on Pink Shade?
I sure did.
They're kind of boring.
They're very boring.
Mary Payne was doing her best. She was Mary doing Payne the Lord's work out there.
Was doing a full-on Charleston shuffle. She was dancing as fast as she
could. Was she doing
a
paperwork shuffle?
She might have been. She was doing a lot of shuffling. But oh, they were very boring. They're great on this show.
Yeah.
But they're very boring.
Jennifer's a strange duck.
She's a real odd bird.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I feel like there's something not quite connected in the brainosphere with Jennifer.
I'm not sure.
I just feel like some
happening.
Synapse is trying to fire, but it's just not being received by the other one. It's just like, poof.
Yeah, she's something.
She is.
Okay. She is something. So Nick goes back in the house to comfort Danielle. Remember, she ran off when she said, I'm not ready for this! And she ran right off into the bathroom. And she gives him, okay, so he goes in to hug her and comfort her. I don't know if you caught this.
Yeah.
He just gives her a pat. Or she gives him a pat. Just pat, like, get away from me. Like, I pat my kids.
Yeah.
After I've given them $50 and they're hugging me. I'm like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Go, this feels sincere. No, it felt really weird.
It's cold.
It's very cold. Mm-hmm. And she's only 24 years old. She's only 24.
So Jennifer is like, what is the concern here? And
she is the heavy. She is the, like, we're getting down to brass tacks. What is our problem?
She's the squeaky from.
She is. We're going to solve this so we can continue our murder spree or wife choosing spree.
Yep. Actually, was it Susan Atkins or Linda? I feel like Linda Kasabian probably ran the Manson girls, but Squeaky was the most excited. So maybe she's not squeaky. Maybe she's more of a Linda Kasabian.
Maybe. She's bad. Picture. Okay. Not bad. I don't know if Jennifer's bad or not, but there's something like she's very playing
she's
the
a
chess
soldier.
Pieces.
She's a soldier.
She is a soldier for Nick.
Yep. So Danielle and his amulet. That amulet has caused quite the stir.
The amulet's back in multiple scenes this week.
Jesus. Oh, I know. I got a voicemail. Me.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Cool.
He needs to stop wearing it because they need to not be allowed in.
Got it. I also need to stop banging the desk. Apologies.
That's okay. So Danielle says, talking about it is hard and I'm processing. And April says, dealing with insecurity is normal and I'm empathetic to your feelings and we love you. And then Nick says, you're my wife. No, I'm sorry. April's still saying this. You're my wife just as much as Jenny is.
Of course. Which I was like, oh,
Jenny.
Well, first of all, the Jenny, but also say more about how you guys are wives.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Say more about this. Because
April starts to cry and says, I wouldn't want to raise Vera, which we've gotten clarification on this through the interview.
Correct.
Without you. She's named Vera after a plant.
After some weird plant that I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Danielle tries to respond. Nick is rubbing her back. It's okay. It's okay. And Danielle says, these guys were my first actual relationship and I love them, but it hurts to even think about breaking up. She says, sometimes I need my emotions to overwhelm me.
I need
you to help me with this stuff. Never gets old.
I've got it.
Okay.
We're in Denver. They're in Aurora. We're in Denver.
The air is cut off. The oxygen.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No, no. All right. That's practical. No, no. We're going with Danielle and Emily together because they both have these weird ass relationships. Maths, Emily. We're going with them together because they have these weird ass relationships as their first relationship.
Okay.
Also,
okay.
I feel like Emily could help Danielle with the eye makeup situation.
Emily could help Danielle in a lot of ways. Okay. First of all, like, you need to get out of that giant bed.
Right. And second of all, that's way too many eyelashes to be wearing.
Emily from MAFS popping in here could be just what we need.
Well, it's the crossover no one asked for, but we know is needed.
It would work out well, I think. Yeah. So now Danielle tells the camera spending a few days alone was the worst time in her life and it was really humbling and she realized I wanted to be with them. So she's with them now. Nick says, we need to find the right person, someone who enhances what we are doing. I would not allow anyone to come into this and diminish what we've created. And April says, we want all the love in the world for our family. Nick on the couch with April and Jen says, I love Danielle. Did not see this coming. Mm-mm. And now everything's up in the air.
Dun, dun, dun.
So later, Nick takes Danielle out for an adult date to a smoothie parlor. What is going on? Are they not allowed to film in bars? I mean, goofball Bill Paxton was in a bar when he picked up Desiree.
Right, with his business cards. I don't know. Nick doesn't drink. Maybe Nick and Danielle don't drink.
I still feel like you'd go to a restaurant.
I feel like we'd do better than this smoothie bar, but what do we know?
Whatever.
Also, smoothies scare me.
Why?
Because you just never know what's in them.
Oh, have you been drugged?
No, just...
You think, instead of a good banana, somebody's throwing a rotten one in there?
Or you tell me it's going to taste like banana, but it's the color of spinach, and I don't trust.
Okay, I gotcha.
I don't trust that these things are going to be true.
I understand.
It just doesn't seem right.
So Nick takes Danielle out to talk with her. He's wearing a paisley suit coat and a fedora. I was wondering how long it would take us to get the fedora back out.
Yeah, I'm glad it's back. He does dress down for this, unlike his dates to the playground with Vera. So this is not as important as parenting, apparently.
Apparently.
Based on our outfits.
Danielle tells the camera, things have been awkward, and I'm nervous about talking to Nick. And Nick tells Danielle that since the three of them have been doing this so long, we move in step, April and Jennifer. I have a confession to make. Where's the shame bell?
Oh, no.
Shame. Shame.
I don't even know if I can say it.
You have to say it now.
I feel like Nick Davis could pull me in.
No, I will not let that happen.
I feel like he could with his smooth talking.
No, he's
got decent vocabulary.
He does. I don't think he's a dumb dumb. Yeah, he's not a dumb dumb. I did enjoy in the interview how very much he made it sure that everyone knew that it was his wife's idea that he not work.
Yes.
Again, Dick Davis, smartest man in America.
I feel like there is. Oh God! Once more for good measure. I feel like there is an emotional intelligence that he has.
Yes.
Like he's able to identify, I think, what's going on, like compared to the other men on this show.
Yes. Yes. He does seem to be a bit more emotionally aware.
He's able to say to Danielle, like, okay, April and Jennifer and I have been together long enough that we're grooving and moving. And I recognize that that is intimidating for you.
Yes.
I just was like, wow, I'm shocked he is admitting this, calling this out, you know, saying it, whatever. So it was interesting.
Real quick on this new skin, because the website's still up, they have a banner that's going and they have something that says India pre-marketing guidelines. Yikes.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Amanda, I'm going to need you to get off the new skin website. Is it closed?
It's closed.
Really?
Close. It's really close. Okay.
Don't lie to me. If I'm calling Todd later, and if I see a credit card purchase from you, then you're in trouble.
We have separate finances, so he would never know.
This is how it gets you. This is how it gets you.
You see it on a TV show, and then you're ordering things to measure your, what were we measuring?
Antioxidants. Antioxidants.
I was going to say chlorofluorocarbons.
Pretty soon you're just going to see like a little ad pop up with Bradley Cooper. Hey, girl. That's Ryan Gosling. Hey, girl.
How you feeling about your antioxidants? Do you have too many? Do you have not enough? We can help.
We can help you. Just order this.
Yeah.
So now Danielle's like, yes, Nick, that's exactly it. And sometimes I feel like I don't want to stir the pot. So he says he hears her valid concerns.
Yes.
And she's like, maybe what we need to do is when it arises, let's talk about it then. And he's like, you're irreplaceable. and I love you. And I want to know, what do you need from me and the family? And she says, understanding this is different from everyone, for everyone. Uh-huh. And that if I have concerns, I want to feel heard.
I have to say something.
Okay.
Danielle made me feel things in this moment. I felt for her.
Me too.
I really felt for her.
I could be in my car going, I'm only 47.
I'm only 51. I know. I felt for her because, like, this is new for her. She doesn't know how this works. She doesn't have the experience yet of that April and Jenny, mm-mm, Jennifer, whatever, mm-mm, Squeaky From have had, of knowing that this works, we can bring more people in. It was interesting to learn that Nick and April had someone before Jen.
I know.
And then that person went away. So April, yeah, and Nick have been together for a long time.
This is a common thing because that's what happened with Sidian as well.
That's right.
He had the first wife. He brings in the second. First wife leaves. Now he's with Tasha.
Right. And Tasha's, mm-hmm, out there finding women for him all over.
Well, she doesn't have to look very hard. I'm right here.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
I'm right here.
I was going to say contestant number one, Amy, mm-hmm, Archer. Mm-hmm. But I felt for her. She's like, I don't know how to do this. And this is my first major relationship. And this is hard. And I'm afraid of being replaced.
And yes. I was glad that she was so able to articulate that. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. I felt like he gave her the space to say it. He heard, yeah, it.
He doesn't make her feel bad about her feelings. He, yeah, doesn't shame her.
This family is not terrible.
No, they're boring on an interview. Mm-hmm. But I actually
and the bed situation is not what I would
choose. Not what I would choose. Again, I did appreciate the conversations of how certain people have to be on the edge because they get hot. And I know
when you're all going through menopause, how the fuck are you going to deal with this?
I can't. No, I have to be able to whip those covers off at the moment's notice.
Yes.
But I think these guys might be the healthiest of the bunch.
How dare you? Garrick Merrifield's not healthy enough for you. Did you see all his supplements? His antioxidants are 2000.
I don't know what that means. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
I'm just going to throw out arbitrary numbers.
Okay. That's fine with me. That's
okay. Fine. So he says something interesting here to her. He's like, would you be willing to talk with April separately? Because she took this very hard.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then Nick tells the camera the fact that Danielle still has an apartment on lease frightens him.
Yeah. I mean, it says to me she's not joking around. She didn't go like peace out to an Airbnb for a week to figure some stuff out.
Agree.
You know, there's a big difference.
She's not fucking around.
No, she's not fucking around and finding out. She's just finding out.
Are you ready for the
pièce de résistance?
I was going to say the coup de grace. That doesn't even make sense. No, I just am throwing words together.
It's fine. I'm excited. Okay. Let's go to the Merrifields.
Right. The Merrifields. Guys, Garrick is drinking mojitos. I just hate him.
I hate everything about him.
And he's like, we had fun at the cenote. I'm drinking my mojito. Fuck off.
There's nothing he can do that would be remotely normal that I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. Even normal shit, he's fucking up.
Somebody asked me in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
If he touched Sidian, would Sidian then become spoiled?
Undercooked and weird?
Yes. Yes. The answer's yes.
Okay. Wow. That's how serious. Okay. Now, what if he touched Bradley Cooper?
Well, I have said if he touched Bradley Cooper, I might not like Bradley Cooper anymore. That's how strong the ick is with this one.
Wow.
The what ick about is Billy strong Bob Thornton? Billy Bob Thornton is an acquired taste.
He is an acquired taste. Also, I think anything that Garrick Merrifield would try to do to Billy Bob Thornton, he would just like shield it right off. Like, there's nothing that Garrick
it's
Merrifield
ick versus ick. But Billy Bob Thornton's a good ick. I He's like his ick.
Yeah.
Exactly. I want to drink a couple bottles of wine, roll around with that ick. Anyway. All right.
Okay.
So they're all in the kitchen. Garrick is being his usual creepy self, just creeping around, wearing his sunglasses.
Even just walking across the living room, I'm like, you're so creepy. How can one person be this creepy all the time?
You know, when Alitza was talking about different ways that people heal from things, I feel like directing all my Cody anger at Garrick is really helping me heal.
I'm glad. Between that and all the like cat adoption rooms being named after Garrison,
yes,
it's a win-win.
Yes, it's a win-win. Yeah. So he's creepily rubbing Natalia. Like, get your hands off her. Danielle is trying not to break down while she's putting her makeup on. And Natalia asks to speak privately with Danielle. And Danielle's afraid this will irritate Garrett because he's got a boner.
Boner.
So now, I miss that show. God damn it.
I miss the dubstep sex
guys,
the most.
I will tell you that I have a lead on another Hot Dummies on an Island. I don't want to give away too much information.
Okay.
But there's, you know, a backdoor friend has brought something to my attention that is being examined. Let me just put it that way.
Okay. I like it.
So Natalia tells the camera, they want to move fast, but I want to make sure that Danny is okay. She calls Danielle Danny.
Yeah. What is this with this Danny stuff?
I don't know. That's what Roberta called her too. So she must say, call me Danny.
He must. She must. But
they sit down. First of all, they sit down and you could see the rage on Garrick's face that they have gone into a separate space.
That they are talking without him present.
Yep. Natalia asks Danielle if she has doubts about her or this lifestyle. And Danielle says, look, Roberta was part of our lives for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get over that.
And she scammed the shit out of us. So we're still recovering from it.
I have thoughts on Danielle.
Okay.
Merrifield. Okay. That I'll get to.
Okay.
My opinion of her is changing. It used to be victim. Now it's not.
Okay.
I don't think she's a victim here.
Okay.
So Natalia asks if Danielle is jealous and how she feels about seeing her and Garrick's closeness. And Danielle says it's scary. Natalia says, I'm in love with Garrick.
Okay, girl.
Okay. Shut up. Jesus.
No, you're not. Mm-mm. If you think you are, you're not. This is not what love feels like. It does not. It is not, does not look like an undercooked man. That is not what love looks like.
So Natalia says, I'm in love with Garrick, but I need to know if this is what you want. And Danielle says, look, we're all making sacrifices.
Yep.
We all have our cross to bear. Now Garrick meanders over, like slides across the floor like a troll. I don't know what he's doing.
You know what he kind of reminds me of? You know how people used to liken Big Ed to the Mucinex, like germ thing?
Yes.
I kind of feel that's Garrick too.
Okay. All right.
That level of sliminess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's gross.
It's gross.
And Danielle tells him she is scared because of everything that... No, I'm wrong. Natalia says to him, I'm asking, you know, she says, like, I think Danielle's scared, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what? You said you were scared? Like, through clenched teeth. The rage in this man, the seething rage.
I know. It's scary.
And Danielle's like, no. I just said I'm scared because of everything that happened with Roberta. And I'm scared for your precious heart, my precious little boy.
Right.
It's so fucking gross. He is pissed. Ugh. Now we see Danielle sobbing and she tells the camera, I know Natalia is not Roberta, but that really hurt and it devastated me. It was so hard for me to divorce Garrick, but I did it because I trusted Roberta.
That's the part we gotta keep remembering. Danielle divorced this motherfucker for this bullshit.
Yep. Natalia says she's feeling sad and Garrick's like, why, my love? I want to rip his vocal cords out, tie him in a knot, and put him in a microwave. Like, that's where I'm at with this. Oh, God, I don't want to hear his voice. I just want kind of like, what show was it? Was it John Oliver that used to do when we didn't know what Jared Kushner's voice sounded like?
Yes.
He used to do Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
That's what we need. We need Gilbert Gottfried to just say everything that Garrick wants to say. Because this, my love, is creepy.
My love.
So Garrick tells the camera, I know Danielle is hurt, but I had a vision and I get 5 wives and God told me this.
Five motherfucking wives? Five?
First of all, can you Google how old this motherfucker is, please? Because I need to know.
Okay, hold on.
Because you know he's not picking up perimenopausal meatballs in bars. He wants 20-year-olds.
Field age.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm coming hard for him today. I just 40.
We might have his wireless phone number, by the way.
Wait, what? What? He's 40?
40.
He's 6 years younger than me.
Correct.
Garrick Merrifield.
Yes.
The underdone Mr. Bill.
Okay. Yes. Also, if you start typing in Garrick Merrifield, net worth comes up. So we're going to go to that real quick.
Well, you know he's worth a couple mil because he's on that one dating site.
Right. Starcasm. Oh, it's just about the house being for sale for $1.9 million, which we know about already.
Listen, house building is lucrative. I mean, my husband works for a mid-sized construction company and one job nets them, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a lot of money. So, yes, he's making a lot of money, but I hate him. I still hate him. Okay.
There's not enough money for me to be interested in him.
No, not at all. So Natalia says they just need to slow down and take some more time. And Danielle nods. She agrees. Garrick tells the translator, fear is never from God, so you will lose out on your blessing if you are fearful. This man, if I were a Christian, if I were a God-fearing woman, if I were a real Christian,
I would be so enraged by him.
So enraged by him. Christians, please come for him.
Yeah.
Tell him to take your God out of his mouth.
Yeah. Don't let him do this bullshit. It's ridiculous.
So, Natalia says, but God also would not want Danny to be so upset. Then she says, can you please let me be alone with Danielle? Like I wanted to originally. Can you get the fuck out of here?
Right. Can you please let me? Of course now, he can't because he's afraid. He can't control the situation.
Exactly. Now Natalia asks, do you really want this or is it all Garrick? And Danny says, I know God wants this for us. He's brought it up repeatedly in our lives. I'm even the one who suggested this. She probably suggested this to get Garrick to shut the fuck up about it.
Uh-huh.
Because God wasn't the one bringing this up repeatedly. It was probably idiot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now Natalia tells the camera, I don't think God wants her to be as sad as she is. She says, I'm not Roberta, and I shouldn't have to suffer the consequences for something I didn't do. I agree with that.
Correct.
Yep, correct.
My friend.
Natalia is much more, I don't want to say emotionally in tune with these two, but she might be able to take this using and this scamming to a whole new level.
If she is scamming, she will absolutely be able to get more out of them than $10,000.
Yeah, because she's playing her cards right. She's smart.
She is. She's getting in with Danielle. She knows that Danielle is the key to this.
Although Roberta did the ultimate sacrifice and had to bang him.
So, this woman's going to have to bang him at some point. I'm sorry, girl.
I don't want this for you. Danielle tells Natalia, we have to walk forward in faith. And God told us you are supposed to be our wife and we have to trust God. This is where I have a problem with Danielle Merrifield.
Yeah.
She is the way last week she was rubbing this girl's leg. Now I feel like she is just as complicit in feeding these women to this man.
Yeah. Yeah. She is a little groomer.
Is she a victim in her own right? Yes. I'm sure a lot of that is going on.
Yeah.
But she could not be so actively involved in this process and gross about it.
Correct.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about her. She's a complicated historical figure. Boom. Boom. Put her right next to Grimace and David Thrush. Right in between. Guys, let us know in the comments, how do you feel about Danielle Merrifield? Is she a victim? Is she an accomplice? Should she know better?
Maxwell?
Yeah, like, what's happening going on here? Yeah. So Danielle reassures Garrick that she walked back her real feelings and she's pushing through this for him. I'm pushing it down. Now they sit down to eat and they're praying. And Danielle tells the camera, opening up to Natalia has made me nervous because she's spot on that I don't want to do this.
Uh-huh. She's figured me out.
But, you know, I'm worried she'll say no to Garrick. And then she trails off and I'm like, and what? Finish that thought.
Right. And then.
Then what happens?
Right.
So now they're chilling in the kitchen. This is the greatest scene ever.
This is amazing.
They're chilling in the kitchen. Natalia's like, why are you still on this dating site? And he's like, what? And she's like, when we first started dating, Garrick is the one who volunteered that he would get off of all his dating apps. And I grabbed his phone to use the translator, and I saw a notification from the app. Now, Amanda, I have a note here. What is the app? Is it Hot Brazilian Women for Mediocre White Men? What is the app? What's the app Garrick Merrifield's on?
Shooting above your your weight class .com.
Punch it up.
Is it aspirationaldating.com?
Is it God told me to bang a hot
Brazilians?
Chick? Yeah.
Is it looking for women with BBLs?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Is it find me women who refuse to learn English so we cannot have a conversation because I refuse to learn Portuguese?
Is it find me women who won't press charges?
Oh, could be that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could be that. Yep. Yeah.
So whatever. He's supposedly on this fucking app. Now, Danielle seizes her opportunity and she jumps right in there.
Yes, she does.
And she says, you know, have you... Well, first of all, he's playing dumb that people can still message him because she's going, Garrick, people can still message you.
Yeah.
And he's like, they can? What? Is that how this works?
Shut up, you motherfucking stupid person. This is not... Here's the one thing I will say. It can happen. Like, if you don't actually deactivate your profile and you just delete the app, your profile still exists.
But would you get notifications?
No, because you don't have the app anymore. But I'm saying, like, it's possible.
So he didn't get rid of the app.
No, no, of course he didn't get rid of the app. Nor did he shut down his profile. He did none of that. He's playing stupid. But, like, it can happen that, you know, I actually have had friends be like, oh, I saw you on a dating site. I'm like, I got rid of that, you know. I'm
sure, yes. Break. The profile can still be active.
Correct.
But if he's getting notifications, he's got the fucking app on his
phone. He's got the app and he's got the notifications turned on and the whole nine yards.
This, you're telling me this guy can run a multi-million dollar company and build houses and doesn't know how to shut off notifications on an app. No, okay.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
So Garrick tells the camera, I'm not sure what to do. I mean, I'm being cornered by these two women.
Oh.
Okay. Danielle says, I asked you a month ago to delete that app. Because here's Danielle's sticking point. Yes. So when Natalia finds the app and calls him out, he's like, I'll delete it. I'll get rid of it. I'll delete it. And she's like, I asked you a month ago to delete that app and you wouldn't do it. And now Natalia wants you to do it and you just delete it?
Right.
And he's like, did I say I wouldn't? She's like, yes, you did. I'm here for this version of her.
Yeah, I'm here for this. You're a fucking liar.
Yep.
Garrick.
So she cries and tells the camera, this is a huge lack of respect.
It is.
And then I wrote, fuck you, Danielle, because you don't care when he disrespects other women.
That's true. That's true.
So Danielle says, we've been together for so long and I literally asked the same thing and he just does it immediately for her.
He does.
Now he's like, I'm never on this app. I don't know. She's like, you're on it all the time, motherfucker. And he's like, oh. And she's like, you're lying.
Uh-huh.
And then she tells the camera, this makes me question where we're at.
Uh-huh. Dun, dun, dun. She can really get like a puss on her face in the words of my mother.
Yes.
Where she's just like,
yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Amanda.
Okay. Yeah.
I got a voicemail.
Oh. Okay.
This one is, I listened to it ahead of time.
Okay.
Because I just want to make sure, like, I don't want you telling anybody to kill people or anything like that. I don't want to be, though.
This voice could go nuts.
Guys, the Manosphere has weighed in once again. Here's their message. I'll play it.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Garrick Merrifield, sir. It's the Manosphere. You need to get your house in order. How will you ever be part of us, part of the Manosphere, if you can't control your housewife and your hot Brazilian sex toy?
Oh,
here man. Is the Manosphere's three-step plan for keeping a woman in line. We call it the three D's. Number one, dominate her personal space by wearing the tightest fitting tank top, showing off your Adonis-like body.
This is true.
Number two, when asked about anything involving your sexual prowess and the hunt for your new sex toy, deny, deflect, and redirect. Is that an app on my phone? I thought it was a food delivery service, Danielle. Maybe if you cooked more and stayed in the kitchen where you belonged, I wouldn't have to download a food delivery service app.
Dang.
Number three, disengage completely by wearing our patented Jim Jones estrogen blocking sunglasses. Wearing these sends the message that you will poison every motherfucker in this house if you need to get what you want, which is your Brazilian ass. Manosphere out.
The Manosphere's getting really angry.
Wow. They have a three-point plan, apparently.
I feel like they've dialed it up a notch. Or 12.
Amanda, where can I buy the patented Jim Jones estrogen blocking sunglasses?
Amazon. That's my guess. Somewhere on Amazon.
I wear these His shades ability to keep to the wear- estrogen away from me. Maybe Timmy needs a pair in this.
Yes, he might. The ability this man has to have little tiny tank tops and really bad sunglasses is really unparalleled.
Well, he's shown off his Adonis-like build.
I understand. If I too had an Adonis-like build, I too would wear outfits like that. But I am but a mere Aphrodite, not an Adonis.
Well, listen. This is all because Nick's wearing that amulet. Maybe next week he won't, and we'll get a reprieve.
We'll be safe again? Okay.
Because they're his portal. He is their portal into the show.
Oh, bless these people. I love them so much. They're such idiots.
All right, guys. Next time on. The Salahuddins are back, and they're heading down the highway. They're picking up Keisha.
Oh, boy.
I hope Keisha reads these people for filth.
I hope Keisha destroys them.
Although I don't know if he's an idiot.
Yeah. I don't know if she is.
I think I think her.
She's tired.
She's outsourcing. She's being really smart about this.
Yeah. She wants to stay married to him, but she just doesn't want to deal with his foolishness anymore. And you know, she looks at it like this is his foolishness.
Right. She is a woman of a certain age, a lady of a certain age who is tired of constantly having to stroke the ego of this man, and she's outsourcing it.
That's right.
And she's smart. Okay. April tells Danielle that she had a deep impact on their family. Stephanie has called the Ryans. She invited them and then called and said, never mind, don't come. But then they went on and talked to Jeff and Shayna from Twin Flame Universe.
Right.
And they're like, never mind, we're going anyway. Fuck this bitch. We're creeping up on her.
Jeff and Shalala Shanana.
Oh, Shalala Shania? What is
it? I think it's Shalala, okay, Shalala, whatever. Megan. Her name was Megan.
It was
Jeff
Megan.
And Megan have told them, go get their girl.
Go get it. Go get it. I mean, she's probably in Twin Flame Universe. She's in an MLM.
It's just like at the very, very end of Sex in the City when Big realizes he needs to go get Carrie and Miranda looks at him and goes, go get our girl.
Go get our girl.
But it is.
Yes, exactly right. Because Carrie's off in Paris being terrorized by Baryshnikov.
By Mikhail Baryshnikov, which is really a shame because I might like to be terrorized by Mikhail Baryshnikov. I'd put up with a lot of terrorizing for Mikhail Baryshnikov, I'm not going to lie.
So Natalia is still yelling at Garrick, and now Danielle is defending him.
Oh, boy.
And then Natalia says, he doesn't need you to defend him. I like
Actually,
this girl.
He does. I like this girl too, but
Natalia's an agent of chaos and I'm here for it.
Natalia, what you don't understand is Garrick does need Danielle to apologize for him because he is dumber than a box of rocks.
He's dumber, apologies
to boxes of rocks.
He's real dumb. He's real dumb. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you like what you hear, consider supporting the show because the patrons who are already supporting the show are keeping us able to keep going and putting all this stuff on the free feed, which we love to do for you. So if you're interested in that and you want to hear Amanda and I talk about 90 Day Fools and some serious cult stuff, head on over to Patreon, Supercast, or Apple subscription.
Should we do a little Miss Recap telethon someday?
Oh my God. And we could bring people Jerry Lewis. On and they're just, And then we have the pledge at the bottom of the, Okay. And it'll say X amount of dollars until Amy's forced to go out and get a job again.
Exactly.
Oh, guys, we appreciate you. Seriously. And if you don't have money to join our paid tier, just leave a review or share the show. That is really valuable. Yes. And we really appreciate it.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell everybody about us.
Tell your enemies about us. Really do. Really do.
Tell everybody.
All right, guys. Amanda, thank you for showing up. Guys, give us a follow on Instagram and jump into our Facebook group, Backdoor Friends. We have a good time in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I want to say. Leslie DJ, if you guys listened and enjoyed our coverage of Wendy Williams, she's coming back.
Yeah.
And we're doing Quiet on the Set.
The Nickelodeon which is thing, the which Nickelodeon I really thing. Need to watch.
Yes. Yeah. And again, bringing her as the millennial consultant because I did not watch any of those shows and I don't know what any of them are.
Did you happen to either read or listen to, and I know everyone's been talking about it now, that
Jeanette McCurdy's book?
Yes.
I've read sections of it, like okay. excerpts in print and stuff, but I yeah. haven't read the whole book.
I did the audiobook. Well worth it. I love audiobooks when the author, particularly when it's a memoir and the author's reading it.
Like mine? And I'm crying during it?
Exactly. Exactly how much I like it.
Yeah.
Jeanette McCurdy breaks down crying a couple times as she's telling her story. Yeah. And it's interesting. And I forget the term she used, but basically she talks about Dan Schneider, who's the guy that everyone's talking about at this. And they were she just called him like the boss or mm-hmm. the decider, whatever.
She called him the producer.
Nefarious. Like yeah. he's controlling mm-hmm. the marionette mm-hmm. strings.
Yep.
Yeah.
I knew him from Head of the Class, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that show well.
I do too.
But you know who else he looks like, and I always thought it was the same person? Did you see Better Off Dead?
Sure.
Ricky!
Oh, yeah.
And Simone, remember?
Yeah.
I always thought it was that guy.
Not that guy, but I could see where you would get there.
Yeah. All right, guys. So thank you. Thank you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.